As a last note, we can take a look at what has been lost. All the old processes existed within the physical constraints of their materials. The paper, ink, printing plates, and chemistry involved all pushed the makers of pictures in particular directions, as though the materials were directing the work as much as the humans who carried it out. The artists among us have often said that the materials show the way. As the old processes have disappeared, this rich relationship between maker and process has also been severely diminished. The computer somehow deludes us into thinking that we can have an idea and then make something out of it. In the past, all the best work was done by those who knew that their precious ideas would be tested and judged by the material gauntlet that process forced them through. Books like this beautiful handmade seed catalog, or the seminal photographic books on the other side of the vitrine, all came out of this older time. The stencil cutters for the Rose Book knew that knife and paint had their own way of behaving, in the same manner that Cartier-Bresson, Evans, Frank, and Strand understood and even were thankful for the quirks of their cameras and lenses. The printers of those photographic books understood that their job was to translate rather than replicate, and they embraced the nature of photogravure and letterpress and worked in union with them to do the best work possible. Today, the computer tells us that we're all geniuses and gives quick reinforcement to the work of the mind. In some sad way, I feel that the departure of the physically rich processes of the past has been a great loss for our time.